fruits, cereals, and vegetables part I fruits a blessing in fresh fruits letter 157, 1900-464. I am so thankful to God that when Adam lost his Eden home, the Lord did not cut off the supply of fruit. CD 309.1, 465. The Lord desires those living in countries where fresh fruit can be obtained during a large part of the year, to await to the blessing they have in this fruit. The more we depend upon the fresh fruit just as it is plucked from the tree, the greater will be the blessing. CD 309.2, 1902, 7134, 466. It would be well for us to do less cooking and to eat more fruit in its natural state. Let us teach the people to eat freely of the fresh grapes, apples, peaches, pears, berries, and all other kinds of fruit that can be obtained. Let these be prepared for winter use by canning, using glass, as far as possible, instead of tin. Fruit is excellent food, saves much cooking. Negative 546, CD 309.3. 1870-T373-467. For a dyspeptic stomach, you may place upon your tables fruits of different kinds, but not too many at one meal. CD 309.4, MS 43, 1908-468. Fruit we would especially recommend as a health-giving agency. But even fruits should not be eaten after a full meal of other foods. CD 309.5, letter 12, 1887-469. Nicely prepared vegetables and fruits in their season will be beneficial, if they are of the best quality, not showing the slightest sign of decay, but are sound and unaffected by any disease or decay. Nor die by eating decayed fruit and decayed vegetables which ferment in the stomach and result in blood poisoning, than we had any idea of. 310, CD 309.6, letter 103, 1896-470. A plain, simple, but liberal supply of fruit is the best food that can be placed before those who have preparing for the work of God. Fruits and grains, food for those preparing for translation 488, 515, CD 310.1, a part of an adequate diet, 1905, MH 296-471. Grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. These foods prepared in as simple and natural a manner as possible, are the most healthful and nourishing. They impart a strength, a power of endurance, and a vigor of intellect, that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. Fruits, grains, vegetables with milk and cream, the most healthful diet. Negative 487. Vegetables on E.G. White Stable Appendix I 4, 8, 15, CD 310.2, MS 27, 1906-472. In grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts are to be found all the food elements that we need. If we will come to the Lord in simplicity of mind, He will teach us how to prepare wholesome food free from the taint of flesh meat. Fruit a part of the adequate diet. Negative 483. 486, 513, nature's ample supply of fruits, nuts, and grains. Negative 485, fruit a constituent of health foods. Negative 399, 400, 403, 404, 407, 810, CD 310.3, a temporary fruit diet, 1905, MH 235, 473. Intemperate eating is often the cause of sickness, and what nature most needs is to be relieved of the undue burden that has been placed upon her. In many cases of sickness, the very best remedy is for the patient to fast for a meal or two, that the overworked organs of digestion may have an opportunity to rest. A fruit diet for a few days has often brought great relief to brain workers. Many times a short period of entire abstinence from food, followed by simple, moderate eating, has led to recovery through nature's own recuperative effort. An abstemious diet for a month or two would convince many sufferers that the path of self-denial is the path to health. 311, CD 310.4, replacing injurious articles, letter 145, 1904-474. In our medical institutions, clear instructions should be given in regard to temperance. The patients should be shown the evil of intoxicating liquor, and the blessing of total abstinence. They should be asked to discard the things that have ruined their health, and the place of these things should be supplied with an abundance of fruit. Oranges, lemons, prunes, peaches, and many other varieties can be obtained, for the Lord's world is productive, if painstaking effort is put forth. CD 311.1, 1905, MH305475. Do not eat largely of salt, avoid the use of pickles and spiced foods, eat an abundance of fruit, and the irritation that calls for so much drink at mealtime will largely disappear. To take the place of flesh meat -149, 312, 320, 492, 514, 649, 795, to take place of desserts -546, not relished by those accustomed to rich and highly seasoned foods -563, to take the place of much porridge eating -490, 499, CD 311.2, canning and drying, 1905, MH299-476. Wherever fruit can be grown in abundance, a liberal supply should be prepared for winter, by canning or drying. Small fruits, such as currants, gooseberries, strawberries, raspberries, and blackberries, can be grown to advantage in many places where they are but little used, and their cultivation is neglected. CD 311.3, for household canning, glass, rather than tin cans, should be used whenever possible. It is especially necessary that the fruit for canning should be in good condition. Use little sugar, and cook the fruit only long enough to ensure its preservation. Thus prepared, it is an excellent substitute for fresh fruit. CD 311.4, wherever dried fruits, such as raisins, prunes, apples, pears, peaches, and apricots, are obtainable at moderate prices, it will be found that they can be used as staple articles of diet much more freely than is customary, with the best results to the health and vigor of all classes of workers. 312, CD 311.5, Letter 195, 1905, 477. Applesauce, put up in glass, is wholesome and palatable. Pears and cherries, if they can be obtained, make very nice sauce for winter use. CD 312.1, Letter 5, 1870-478. If you can get apples, you are in a good condition as far as fruit is concerned, if you lack nothing else. I do not think such large varieties of fruit are essential, yet they should be carefully gathered and preserved in their season for use when there are no apples to be had. Apples are superior to any fruit for a standby that grows. CD 312.2, fresh from orchard and garden, MS 114, 1900-479. There is another advantage to be gained by carrying on the cultivation of fruit in connection with our sanitariums. Thus fruit absolutely free from decay, and fresh from the trees, can be obtained for table use. CD 312.3, MS 13, 1911-480. Families and institutions should learn to do more in the cultivation and improvement of land. If people only knew the value of the products of the ground, which the earth brings forth in their season, more diligent efforts would be made to cultivate the soil. All should be acquainted with the special value of fruits and vegetables fresh from the orchard and garden. As the number of patients and students increases, more land will be needed. Grapevines could be planted, thus making it possible for the institution to produce its grapes. The orange orchard that is on the place would be an advantage. Importance of raising fruit and vegetables for the table -519, fruit and vegetables at same meal -188, 190, 722, use of fruit on E.G. White's table -appendix I:4, 9, 15, 22, 23, fruit and sanitarium dietary -441, use of fruit on the helper's table -444, 651, fruit in the camp meeting diet -124, 765, to be included in a simple diet for visitors -129, a part of a wholesome, palatable diet -204, 503, tomatoes recommended by E.G. White -appendix I:16, 22, 23, 313, CD 312.4, part II grains in a diet of the Creator's choice, 1905, MH 296, 481. Grains, fruits, nuts, and vegetables constitute the diet chosen for us by our Creator. These foods, prepared in as simple and natural a manner as possible, are the most healthful and nourishing. They impart a strength, a power of endurance, and a vigor of intellect, that are not afforded by a more complex and stimulating diet. For context, see 111, CD 313.1, 1905, MH313482. Those who eat flesh are but eating grains and vegetables at second hand, for the animal receives from these things the nutrition that produces growth. The life that was in the grains and vegetables passes into the eater. We receive it by eating the flesh of the animal. How much better to get it direct, by eating the food that God provided for our use. The people to be brought back to diet of fruits, vegetables, and grains -515, CD 313.2, a part of an adequate diet, 1905, MH316483. It is a mistake to suppose that muscular strength depends on the use of animal food. The needs of the system can be better supplied, and more vigorous health can be enjoyed, without its use. The grains, with fruits, nuts, and vegetables, contain all the nutritive properties necessary to make good blood. CD 313.3, MS 27, 1906 484. In grains, fruits, vegetables, and nuts are to be found all the food elements that we need. If we will come to the Lord in simplicity of mind, He will teach us how to prepare wholesome food free from the taint of flesh meat. Contain necessary nutritive properties -514, CD 313.4, abundantly supplied, 1905, MH297485. Nature's abundant supply of fruits, nuts, and grains is ample, and year by year the products of all lands are more 314 generally distributed to all, by the increased facilities for transportation. As a result, many articles of food which a few years ago were regarded as expensive luxuries, are now within the reach of all as foods for everyday use. CD 313.5, 1905, MH299486. If we plan wisely, that which is most conducive to health can be secured in almost every land. The various preparations of rice, wheat, corn, and oats are sent abroad everywhere, also beans, peas, and lentils. These, with native or imported fruits, and